This is the beginning of the auto show season, and as always, car companies are rolling out their new models, but some of these vehicles are not just about the performance under the hood. They are designed to perform as mobile offices, as NPR's Nina Gregory reports in today's Business Bottom Line.
Call up Brad Hines, and chances are he's in his 2008 Dodge Ram.
I do everything in my truck.
He's a building contractor in Los Angeles who spends a good 8 hours a day driving to jobs.
I drive from job site to job site. I take calls. I try to get on the computer and clean up daily reports. I answer emails on my phone. I use my truck as a mobile office.
And automakers know this.
The LA Auto Show. Featuring everything that's new in the automotive world.
Among the bright lights and glossy paint, you'll find Bob Hegblum, director of the Ram truck brand. And he's more than happy to talk about what he says these trucks mean to their drivers.
This is the biggest tool in their toolbox.
Now, you think trucks and tools and maybe imagine hammers and socket sets. And there are plenty of neatly designed places for those tools on this truck. But when you sit in the front seat, there's a different kind of toolbox. It's been designed as a real workplace for a modern businessman.
We've all probably had someone come out and give us an estimate. A plumber or an electrician. Typically, they've come out, they write something down, they leave, and they may get it back to you. What this allows them to do is they can come right out to your house, they can go sit in their truck, and they can complete that whole application, print it, and hand it to you right there.
On this Ram 3500 Laramie Longhorn, there are plenty of ports, chargers, and places to store devices. Lots of surface space to spread out and do paperwork, to print if you need to.
Being able to print something out is a big deal for a contractor. I mean, it might be the difference in getting the deal or not getting the deal.
That's Jack Nierad, executive editorial director at Kelley Blue Book. He hears from a lot of readers about what they're in the market for. He's worked in the automotive industry for decades, the former editor of Motor Trend and Automotive Age. He's seen these vehicles evolve.
We're going to see more and more functionality out of vehicles. We're connected people now. So vehicles that allow that and allow that in a safe way without making us distracted by it will be the winners in the marketplace.
When it comes to sales, the winner in this marketplace is Ford. Its F-150 line has been the best-selling vehicle, that's car or truck, in the U.S. for the past 30 years. Mike Levine is a Ford spokesman. Just ask, and he'll run you through every bit of technology on the F-150.
New for 2013 is a brand-new 8-inch display in the center stack. It has Ford's My Ford Touch system, so it is our premier connectivity solution for telephone and entertainment.
A lot of what's in this truck, Levine says, is designed with work in mind.
I may be someone on a job site, I could be wearing work gloves. Not exactly easy to use with a touchscreen. So we have here redundant controls that are optimized for truck owners who are wearing gloves. So you see we have these nice knobs, they've got a great feel to them.
Now, not everyone wears work gloves and boots to work. There are offerings at the auto show for the wing-tipped worker, too. For the business person looking to make a very bold gesture, there's Bentley.
People, when they're in the back of this car, they like to do business. Yeah, they like to work. You know, they're not desperately interested in the scenery going by, so it's kind of dead time. So how can I fill it?
That's Kevin Rose from Sales and Marketing at Bentley Worldwide talking about the 2013 Mulsanne model. In addition to all the office-y features the trucks offer in the Bentley, you can video conference or install a full computer in the trunk. There's also a fridge between the back seats. It can store 2 bottles of champagne to toast the deal. Starting at $296,000, this is not the mobile office you're likely to see on a job site. Still, it's a fine place to work. Nina Gregory, NPR News.